L.O., the Jell-O radio station where electric ladies get down with the acid and the Kool-Aid and cover themselves in lovely, lovely Jell-O.
We're listening to CJLO News. Orange haze, a blood-red sun, and murky skies as harmful wildfire smoke hangs in the air over Montreal, floating east from the prairie fires raging in Canada. On Friday, June 6th, Montreal's air quality was declared the second worst for major cities in the world, according to the World Air Quality Index ranking. Santiago, Chile is number one on that list, but at number three is Toronto, Ontario, which is being affected by the same prairie fire smoke. Environment and Climate Change Canada has issued a special air quality statement for Greater Montreal and is encouraging people to stay home with their windows closed if possible. Donnie Cito is a climate change researcher at Concordia. He analyzes climate data and looks at urban adaptability. Cito called the wildfire smoke a signal of larger climate problems.
It's just a signal, right? But it is one that we see, and it's all-encompassing because it basically surrounds us. Instead of just waiting for these events to happen and then dealing with them, it should be an alarm to kind of say, well, you know, we really need to deal with not just the symptoms, but the causes and really put our attention to mitigation at this point, and not just because we can always adapt. But if the baseline is going to change every year, then the adaptations that we're going to kind of invest in now are probably not going to be relevant in the future. So unless we stop climate change from getting worse, no matter how much money we throw at it, specifically if we do kind of very moderate adaptation, it likely won't be kind of effective later on.
Jill Baumgartner is the director of McGill's Center for Climate Change and Human Health. Baumgartner stresses that health risks related to climate change are becoming a regular fact of life and encourages citizens to plan for more frequent extreme weather events.
So I think on the health side, it's important to know that, right? What does this actually mean when we're talking about health impacts of climate change, but also thinking about what you can do to protect your health, right? So one thing might be, if you're thinking about heat waves, we know that they're going to happen in the summer. So it might be a good idea to have a plan in place, right? Because if you have someone in your household who's maybe older, or maybe you have a young infant, they would be particularly vulnerable. And so it would be good to have a plan in place for that, similar for wildfires, right? If you are older, you have other pre-existing conditions, we know that they're the most impacted by those health impacts. So that's where we would like to ideally see, both public health agencies are, we see public health in Montreal, playing a big role in trying to help prepare communities for that. But individuals can also do things themselves, like have air filters or have a plan in place if it gets too hot, or, have a system in place of people around them in communities if there's a flood, right? So there's understanding those health impacts is really about preparing yourself and your family so that they can stay safe when these events happen.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Minnis.
Every Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon. I'm a little bit, I guess, frazzled, shocked, confused right now. About 2 minutes before my slot started, I found out that Brian Wilson has just passed away. So I started with one of my favorite Beach Boys songs, You Still Believe in Me. I'm at the time right now, I'm a bit unable to properly react to the news. This is an artist, me and many other people like me, grew up with in a way that, I mean, the music itself is so much about growing up. I guess the way Brian Wilson's writing touches you is so personal. It not only does it transcend, like, this is music that I love and not necessarily everybody would love in the same way. I haven't thought about what to say. I thought things would come to me. I am shocked, and I can't believe it. Brian Wilson's gone. I will likely be playing a lot of Beach Boys stuff today. Thank you for tuning in, if you are. Here is, I guess, more stuff off Pet Sounds. The next track, actually, probably hands down my favorite Beach Boys song, That's Not Me, on 6090 AM CJLO.
I had to prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I've grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared, 'cause I haven't been home in a long time. All kinds of changes, took a look at myself and said, that's not me. I miss my pet and the places I'd known, and every night as I lay there alone, I would dream. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. So I packed up and split for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city.
I can hear Swoni per Il Popolo and Something for the Mood on CJLO presents Tatako Minikawa, Mino Kawasaki, and Joni Void at La Sauterenia on Wednesday, June 25th. Don't miss out. Tickets and more information can be found at swoniperilpopolo.org, and keep listening to CJLO for more features on everything Swoni per Il Popolo has to offer.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Still a bit emotional here in the studio, in the booth. I was just having a conversation literally last week, like it could not have been more than 7 days ago, about, I guess we were talking about depression and how it can so often feel like a battle that you are going to have to be fighting your entire life, and that notion can make the whole thing feel a bit, make the fight itself feel a bit worthless. And I brought up Brian Wilson as an example of somebody who, I guess very publicly, because of, how easy it is, has always been to see how much he's struggling, is just a almost mythical example of somebody fighting for their entire lives. And I guess now it's almost impossible to grasp the fact that now he's gone. There will be more Beach Boys songs played in this hour for sure. I'm really, really throwing this together as we speak. Wow. So the next song is by, I thought it would be a little bit too heavy to play on my normal hour. I was going to end with it, but it's off the newest Alan Sparhawk album with Trampled by Turtles. Alan Sparhawk being from Low, and the song is very deliberately about grief, about the passing of his wife. What was that, 2 years ago? The song is called Screaming Song, and I think it's very beautiful. And after that, we're going to play a song off a new album from a Montreal artist named Ambre Ciel. The song is called Au Miroir. You're listening to Weirdo Rippers, a very impromptu, I guess, tribute to Brian Wilson on 1690 AM, CJLO. This is Screaming Song.
Screaming So if you and I love is forever, then I'll probably be screaming that long. I'm trying to be cool here, but inside I'm screaming this song.
Oh,
just a gorgeous last couple songs. I must admit I'm getting a bit teary-eyed in the booth. So we're going to bring the energy up a little bit, playing one of Brian Wilson's most famous songs, and definitely one of his best, Good Vibrations, on 6090 AM, CJLO. You're listening to my show, Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon. Sorry, I'm all over the place. In case you're just tuning in, Brian Wilson has just passed away, and I don't know what to do about it other than play Good Vibrations. And here's the song.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. Vibrations a half man with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations a half man with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations.
Tony Perel Popolo and Dreamscapes on CJLO present 10 Years of Metonymy Press, a cabaret, live at Casa del Popolo on Sunday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. For 10 years, Metonymy Press has been publishing queer, trans, and feminist literature by emerging writers, trying to reduce barriers for authors who interrogate the status quo to produce stunning, multi-genre books that reframe power and affirm life. This decade of Metonymy Press will be celebrated in the company of H. Felix Chow Bradley, Shanice Nicole, K.
Kamala Mackerel, Trish Sala, Eli Tarek El Bechelani Lynch, Kai Cheng Tom, and Jia King Wilson Yang. Don't miss out. Tickets and more information can be found on SwoneyPearlPopolo.org, and keep listening to CGLO for more features on everything Swoney related.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Struggling to feel normal. I guess now's the time not to do that. So that's an okay feeling to feel. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to my show, Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon. We are doing a very impromptu Brian Wilson tribute. The next song I'm going to play is off the Smile Sessions. Obviously, it's supposed to be on the Smile album. I usually like the Smile Sessions versions a little bit better. The song is called Cabin Essence. It's one of the most tender, vocally performed songs. One that always just transports me. I'm going to play that one next, and then we're going to probably play some tracks from Surf's Up, but I haven't decided which ones yet, so we'll find out together. You're listening to Brian Wilson Tribute on 1690 AM CJLO. Yippee.
Light the lamp and fire mellow, cabin essence, timely hello, welcomes the and found you still remain there. You'll find a meadow filled with grain there. I'll give you a home on the range.
Yeah.
So what I've decided to do, after frantically Googling what songs Brian Wilson actually wrote on the Surf's Up album, because, I mean, it would just be crass to accidentally play like a Mike Love song. I've decided to just play the whole last three tracks of Surf's Up, all written by Brian Wilson. A Day in the Life of a Tree, Till I Die, and Surf's Up. I'm not going to introduce them. They're beautiful songs, and they speak for themselves on a day like today, at least to me. You're listening to Weirdo Rippers on CJLO 6090 AM. Here are the last three tracks of Surf's Up.
Pollution. diamond necklace played the pawn. Hand in hand, sun groaned the long walk to a handsome man in the dark. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit in the pendulum drop. The town and brush the background. Are you sleeping? Hung velvet overtaken me, dim chandelier awakened me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall, the cosmic bow. All is lost for now to a muted trumpet of swan. Caught in native ruins, the meadow. Canvas the town and brush the background. Are you strike the street, quicksilver moon. Carriage across the fog, to step to lamplight cellar tune. The laughs come hard in auld lang syne. The glass was raised to fire and rose the fullness of the wine, the dim last toasting. While at port adieu were done, a choke of grief hard-hardened I, beyond belief, a broken man too tough to cry. Surfs up, board a tidal. Come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song.
I'm sure you're with me in this, feeling just an incredible amount of unexplainable depth added to those songs, just in weight of the news. We're going to take a short break from only playing Beach Boys tracks because of radio laws. I'm going to sneak in a new Montreal artist called Tire le Coyote, a song called Le Canal. And after that, I'm going to play a track off a very tender acoustic instrumental track off the newest Hayden Pettigo album, which I was originally going to come in swinging, celebrating that this thing finally came out. I've been so excited for this record. And then after that, we're going to end with more Beach Boys for sure. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to end on one of the sadder songs or with Heroes and Villains. I will ponder that over the next 10-ish minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon, and you're listening to a Brian Wilson tribute on 6090 AM CJLO. Here's Le Canal.
De lumière, la bêtise ouvre ses frontières à une orgie de décalage. Et des acquis deviennent outrages devant les vieux plafonds de verre. Dans les ruines d'anciennes guerres. Mais nous ne sommes pas le canard pour ce foutoir dictatorial. On se demande, vu le carnage, si la mort vise parfois dans le mille. Oui, il faut être pur sauvage pour nourrir la désolation. Souffler sur la rage et décrocher quelques rayons. Car nous ne sommes pas le canard pour ce foutoir dictatorial.
I've decided that there's no more fitting way to end a Brian Wilson tribute than with Pet Sounds, so I will be playing Heroes and Villains first and then ending on a somber note. You're listening to 6090 AM CJLO. Here's Heroes and Villains and then some songs from Pet Sounds. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and villains. Once at night, Cotillion Square, the fight, and she was right in the rain of the bullets that eventually brought her down. She's still dancing in the night, unafraid of what to do. In a town full of heroes and
for joining today.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would God only knows what I'd be without you. What I'd be without you.
believe me, the life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be.
Is that you, Fred?